Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Two Columbus County residents died in car crashes Saturday evening. A head-on collision on Franklin Street near Caldas in Wyville took the life of Jacqueline Strickland after Tanya Norris apparently crossed the center line. Wyville police are investigating. A single vehicle crash on Old 76 in the Birdcage community a short time later killed a male driver. His Jeep collided with a tree at a high rate of speed. The victim was ejected. The victim in the second wreck was also just a short distance from home. The sheriff's office is investigating after someone opened fire on a home on Pridgeon Drive near Clarkton on Thursday. Around $10,000 damage was done to the property. Two elderly residents and a teenager were inside at the time. Nine people have now been charged in a scheme to supply inmates with drugs and tobacco at the county jail. Last week, CCN first brought you the story about arrest in what's now being called Operation Dropped Call. The sheriff's office said that charges range from possession with intent to manufacture, sell, and deliver drugs to conspiracy and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Look for more on this story on our website. The ongoing dry spell is increasing the fire danger in much of North Carolina. We are expected to remain mostly dry through the rest of the week, according to the Forest Service. Now, currently, we are considered to be abnormally dry. We're not technically in a drought yet, so no burn bans have been issued. I repeat, no burn bans have been issued in Columbus County. Officials, however, are urging extreme caution with any kind of outdoor burning, especially because of the windy and dry conditions. The light rains we saw yesterday and the ones we'll see later on this week will probably bring us less than a quarter of an inch of rain total. Now, if you were out there looking for some rain yesterday afternoon and looked at that big, beautiful blue sky, you might have seen something else up there. A.J. Worley was the first to let us know about the strange sphere that was floating over Columbus County at extremely high altitude. Several other folks contacted us afterwards. We've reached out to the National Weather Service and other agencies to find out if the clear conditions just gave us a good view of a satellite or possibly another Chinese weather balloon. A total of 204 provisional ballots were cast in Columbus County on Election Day. Of those, 8 were used during early voting and 196 on Election Day itself. Those ballots will be counted during the canvass this Friday. Columbus had around a 70% voter turnout, which was slightly under the state's 72% voter turnout. The 17th Annual Carolina Youth Challenge is this Saturday, starting at noon. There's a training contest at 12:30, followed by the Yep training class at 2:30, bench show at 3:30, and a one-hour hunt at 7 p.m. If your kid doesn't have a coon hound, that's okay. They'll have loaner hounds available. The grand prize this year is a 2024 Polaris Sportsman 450 ATV. The top highest scoring 4 winners in the 7 o'clock hunt will go back out for a final cast that will determine the winner of the grand prize. For more information, call 910-640-9269 or 910-619-6108. The event includes meals and snacks and is free for all kids. Transformation Church has their turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night at 6 p.m. at 9955 James B. White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks are available. Cost is $5 per shop, with all proceeds going to the church building fund. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.